بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه وقال تعالى والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. There was once upon a time a person who didn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a disbeliever. But he came to the Nabi of his time and he requested the Nabi of that time. He says, ask your Allah that I am being rained with arrows of hardships and difficulties one after the other. What is the solution to my problem? Every second day I'm being faced with some severe calamity, hardship, some problem, difficulty. So ask your Allah, what is the way out of this? So the Nabi asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala tells him, because the Nabi said, oh Allah, this man is saying, he's a disbeliever, that he's being rained with arrows of difficulties. So Allah Ta'ala replied, Allah Ta'ala tells him, the solution is simple. Tell him to stand next to the archer. Next to the archer. This musibat that is coming, the arrows that are being shot, they are coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you're standing next to the archer, you'll be safe from the arrows that the archer is shooting ahead of him. In other words, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring iman in Allah. Become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll be in Allah's protection. Every person, all of us, we all are looking for the sukoon in our life. There is no doubt about it. We want the serenity, peace of mind, tranquility. And this is a good feeling, a good aspiration. We all want sukoon in our lives. So every lamha a believer takes, every second of his life, every breath he takes, his concern should be, ke me Allah ko razi karo. That I must please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not even for a moment must my Allah become naraz. Now understand this properly. We've mentioned many times different aspects of tazkiyah and linking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really, if you really want that sukoon, then this is a solution for myself, for you, for every person. That we must be concerned that not even for a second I must displease my Allah. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullahi Alayhi says, if this is the person's concern, that he wants to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says then gradually he will attain that. And he will attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will attain that love of Allah ta'ala. That this is his concern. That I need to please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every action of mine, everything I do, be it day or night, whether I'm on the mountain top, whether I'm at the bottom of the mountain, whether I'm in some orchard, whether I'm land or sea, whether I'm in the air, jahan bhi main hu, bas Allah ko razi karna hai. Ek Allah ko razi karna hai. And this, when a person makes his intention, then initially, he goes through great challenges. He's come onto this path where he wants to, his concern is to please Allah Rabbul Izzat. In everything he does, he says, in all his matters, his business, when in his private matters, when he is in public, to all the time he wants to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So initially, he will go through great difficulties and sometimes he will feel the pain of this. And when he looks at the lives of the Salafis Salihin and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious awliya, he will think they are enjoying the qurb of Allah ta'ala. I'm battling, I'm struggling. Shaitan will try to put him away, take him away from this line that he is now treading on, from this, on this path that he has come on to Sirat al-Mustaqim. Shaitan will try and put him off and make him feel miserable. No, it's too hard for you, it's difficult. So he has to persevere. Ulama and Mashaykh has mentioned Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. Many times he mentioned that Allah Ta'ala puts him into his tarab. Wa tarab tar rehta hai. He begins to have now some restlessness, but this restlessness is not the restlessness of sin. It is the restlessness in trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah puts him to great mujahada. And once he overcomes this stage of mujahada, tests, trials, tribulations, each time he's invited, the temptations are there and he's saying no to it. His anger is coming into his heart and he's saying no to the anger. Pride, jealousy, hasad, whatever it is, greed. He's saying no to all these things. And as he comes past the stage, then he will gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why they have said, a person who goes beyond all these different shapes and colors and forms of deceit in this world. In other words, he's tempted with some haram. There's a drug and he can take it. There's a chance to gamble. There's a chance to make zina. There's a chance to drink alcohol. There's a chance to buy some backdoor goods to make some money. There's a chance to deceive some customer. But he goes beyond this. All these colors and forms of deception does not attract him. He goes beyond this. Then he'll be only in a rose garden, one after the other. He'll be in such serenity and happiness and enjoyment in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Khaja Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, Khaja Majzub rahmatullahi, was a very great khalifa of the Thani rahmatullahi alayhi. He's a very senior khalifa. He says that I see people pareshan, in distress, anxiety, complaining day and night. And the gist of what he said is that if they want the protection of Allah, they want the pleasure of Allah, then they must become the mad lovers of Allah. They must become madly in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the bottom line. And this is the main thing. And this is our goal, to become lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To become genuine, sincere, true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want Allah ta'ala to come into our heart. But if the heart is filthy, then we're going to remove the filth and the stains that have come onto our heart. A person wants to drink pure milk. And there is a fresh pure milk ready for him. But it is put into a container, into a vessel or a cup, which is absolutely filthy. There was some dirt, there stains. Perhaps some drops of blood, whatever it was, or feces. Will he drink that milk? He will say, no, I cannot drink. The milk is going to get impure. The milk is pure. He wants to drink the pure milk. The vessel, the container has to be clean and pure. We want Allah to come into our hearts. We want the love of Allah Ta'ala to come into our hearts. We want the ma'rifat of Allah to come into our hearts. And our hearts, these vessels have become filthy. And so many times it is the love of some other haram person in this world. It's not the wife that is in our heart or the child, which is a genuine love. Commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love your wife, love your children, love your parents. But this love that we have put into our hearts is an illicit love. It is a forbidden love. It is a haram love. It is a love that Allah ta'ala's anger comes upon the person. His life becomes in turmoil, restless, be'chain. When we are in the yard of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this heart of ours gets qarar, stability, serenity. But when this heart forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the heart is filled with other people, or any other the love of ghairullah, or the love which is illicit and forbidden, then the person's life will be unstable. He thinks he's enjoying himself, but he knows deep down, and she knows deep down, that this love, I'm enjoying these moments with my beloved, or my lover. But the person is taking chances, he's restless. He or she does not want to get caught. My respected friends and others, especially my young sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to waste our life in this filth of zina and illicit relationships. His haram pleasures. The person's heart then loses focus. The compass, the needle of the compass, the moment it's moved away from the north, the magnetic pole, then it begins to shake and tremble. It's restless, beqarar, bechain, until you make it face again to north, and then it becomes still again. Like that is our hearts. When the qibla goes towards ghairullah, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person is in turmoil. He's restless, bechain. This forbidden love that comes into our heart, the lust that we have for haram, it will burn passionately and fiercely. It will grow into our heart, it will make the entire heart dark. There will be darkness that envelops this heart. And believe me, the person will be steeping right so deep into this illicit relationship that he does not even care about the consequences and the outcome and the result of this love. He or she is prepared now to make any type of sacrifice just because he wants his beloved now. He's prepared to cheat on his wife. He's prepared to lose his wife and children. He's prepared to lose his parents. They are prepared to elope and go away somewhere far from everybody else because they have been engrossed and consumed by this illicit haram relationship. Allah is angry. Allah is displeased. Allah does not want this. Allah wants to give us that sukoon. And this illicit relationship will put this person into a web, making him entangled in this web, and he does not know what to do. If he does not make tawbah, istighfar, and come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fill in his heart the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cleanse and purify his heart, then he will go further and further away. And the further away he goes, the more difficult it is to come back. Allah has given us in the Quran the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, who was living in the palace, and the Aziz, the minister of Egypt, was his master and taking care of Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, who was absolutely handsome. And the wife of the minister, we know the story, she became infatuated with the handsomeness and the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. And the Quran says, وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكَ. Quran had said, قَدْ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّا. Her life, her heart was consumed, filled completely with the love of Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. She was gone crazy for him. Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, on the other hand, innocent. He does not know that this woman is now, because she has become infatuated with me. And she is living in this royal palace. And what she does? She seduces him, she tempts him. And she shuts and she locks all the doors of the chambers. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is inside, he's trapped. And now she is calling out to him. In Tafsir al-Qurtubi, they have mentioned a riwayat, Tafsir Qurtubi. And she say, and it is mentioned there, that Zulaykha was her name. She says, Ya Yusuf, O Yusuf, Ma ahsana surata wajhik. What a beautiful face you've got. And Yusuf alayhi salam immediately replies. And he has his gaze lowered down. He's fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He replies, and he says that Allah sawwarni rabbi. Allah ta'ala gave me this form in the rahim of my mother, in the womb of my mother. Allah gave me this form. She says, Ma ahsana sha'rak, how beautiful is your hair. And he says that this will be the first thing to be decomposed in the qabr. She says, how beautiful your eyes are. He says that I want to see my Allah on the day of Qiyamah. And therefore, I will lower my gaze. She says, irfa' basarak. Wanzur ila wajhi, O Yusuf. Raise your glance and look at my face. And Yusuf alayhi salam refuses. He says, I do not want to become blind on the day of Qiyamah. She says, I prepared this chamber for you. Udkhul ma'i. Come enter it with me. He says that I cannot be concealed from my Rabb. My Allah is watching. I've got this silk blanket. Why don't you come inside and satisfy faqdi hajati, fulfill my desire. He says, I do not want to be deprived of my nasib, my share of Jannah. Quran says, when she enticed him, qala ma'adallah. Qala ma'adallah. He says, I seek protection in Allah. That is the first thing he did. I seek protection in Allah. And then he reminded her that, listen, your husband is my master and he has been kind to me. He's taking care of me. How could I be disloyal to your husband? He is my Sayyid, my master. Innahu Rabbi ahsana mathwai. He's taking care of me. I'm staying here in this palace with him. And then he said, innahu la yuflihu dhalimun. Those who oppresses can never be successful. By me satisfying my desires or satisfying your desires, being seduced by your temptations, I will be making zulam upon myself. This is haram. And Quran says that Allah gave him a burhan, a proof, that became a deterrent, an obstacle from him advancing towards her. She, in fact, she had mentioned in the riwayat that comes in Qurtubi, she says, Adnu minka wa tatabaadu anni. I'm coming close to you and you moving away from me. He says, I want the qurb of my Allah. So this burhan, this proof that Allah showed him, or Allah gave him, Mufassirin have given various interpretation, explanation, but many of them, as the Thanvi Rahmatullah has mentioned, that Allah gave him that ilm of Sharia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that strong iman and complete and perfect iman. As the Thanvi Rahmatullah says, would that ilm, he made amal. Ilm alone is not sufficient. I know zina is haram, but I'm not making amal and staying away from zina, no good. So what did he do? He began running. He began running towards the door. He knows the doors have been shut. But what was within his means and capability, he did. So he runs towards the door. And Allah opens those doors. And she's running behind him until they come to the final door and her husband was waiting there. And he was absolutely innocent, Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. But just to make things quiet, because it was embarrassing, and she had accused him, ma'adallah, she said, he was trying to entice me and they imprisoned him. And we know the story, he was imprisoned for a long period of time. Ulama have mentioned that this test, this mihna, this trial, that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was put through. In other words, he was being seduced and tempted by Zulaykha. This was for this year to make more sabr than the sabr and patience he made when he was thrown by his brothers in the well. When he was thrown in the well, that was something beyond his capabilities. It was ibtirari. He was compelled, he was forced, he was a young boy, they threw him into the well. He could do nothing, there was nothing within his means or choice. He had no other choice, but they threw him into the well. Here, now in the chamber of Zulaykha, he's got every choice, and there were many temptations, and he could have given to her desires and her lust. But he made sabr. In other words, he restrained himself. Sabr anil ma'asiyah. He did not commit zina. He didn't look towards her. He didn't move towards her. He ran away from any sabab of guna and ma'asiyah. Ulama say, run away from the asbab of guna. Whatever the guna is, you are lured, enticed. She's talking to you in seductive tones. He is talking to you in luring tones. Move away immediately. Delete that number from the phone. Don't go back to it. Don't entertain it. Say, Ma'ad Allah. I fear my Allah. I fear my Allah. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, finally Allah ta'ala explains, takes him out of the prison, and he's absolutely cleared. His name is cleared, and Allah gives him a very lofty position. Ulama say, what he did, he ran towards the door. We mentioned a few weeks ago, a month ago, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Escape towards Allah. Many times we say, I'm trying, but I can't do it, it's difficult. That firar, the running from our side, is not sufficient enough. It's not a strong escape. We are moving slowly. We're not genuine. We're not sincere. Because we got the taste, the lazzat of that illicit relationship. And every illicit relationship will only bring nadamat in the end. A person will curse himself, why did I fall into that abyss of filth? Unless he sheds genuine tears of tawbah and istighfar. It is between him and Allah. For no other makhluk now to embarrass him or tell her anything. No. You have to be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shed those tears of repentance. Read the dua. Allahumma arhamni bitarki al-ma'asi. Wa la tushqini bima'asiyatik. Allah have mercy upon me. By me leaving out, abandoning sins. Bitarki al-ma'asi. وَلَا تُشْقِنِي بِمَعَصِيَتِكَ. Allah, do not make me wretched and miserable and unfortunate and unlucky by disobeying you. I will lose in this world and in the akhirat. So this firar, escaping from this environment of sin, it has to be a very strong one, a very powerful one, and he has to run away and he has to cry. A person has to make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he adopted taqwa Allah. Then he also took into consideration that this minister, the wife, the husband of Zulaykha, he was caring for me. How could I be disloyal? He did not want to be among the zalimeen. And he had the strong iman. And when all this happens, Allah says, كَذَلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَاءَ. This is when the help of Allah comes. When a man is determined, Allah will move away immorality from him. Allah will move that zina from him. Allah will move that hardship and difficulty from him. Allah will not make him get caught and slip into that abyss of filth again. Allah's madad, Allah's help will come. As long as this person is sincere, determined, and he has genuine himmat, courage, that come what may, my life goes also, but I'm not going to displease my Allah by giving away my heart to some haram pleasure. My heart is only for my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then as he cries, his heart will become cleansed and purified. Like how a person has a bath, he washes his limbs and he gains physical purification. Like that with sincere tawbah and those tears of nadamat, with zikrullah, with tawbah, istighfar, this will wash away his spiritual heart. Ulama have said that when the candle cries, when it's burning, you see like water up on top, when the candle cries, then the light becomes more bright. Then there is more brightness in that candle. And when the clouds cry, then those twigs that are on the ground, after the rain comes, after the clouds are crying, those twigs become more fresh. Like that, respected friends and elders, we have to be determined and move away. And as we move away from these different things that are distracting us from the real love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll be living in a rose garden of just enjoyment in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the real love, and that is the real love, meaning the love of Allah ta'ala, comes into our heart, not the majazi, not the figurative love, not the majazi love, The love of haram people in this world, male, female, that was haram to us. Not those that love. The real love comes into heart. There is the love of Allah Ta'ala. Then that heart which is dead will become alive. Sultans will become slaves. In other words, when they give up their real love for haram pleasures and they say, oh Allah, I'm only going to be your lover. Then he becomes an abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he enjoys himself. He is now swimming in the oceans of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, test comes. Trials will come. But Allah will assist him. He's standing next to the archer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make plans for him. Again, the person has to fill this heart of his with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sincere tawbah, sincere istighfar, and stay away from all those things that will take us towards haram. Sometime initially, the whole affair begins out of need, necessity. Person comes to buy some goods, and now the person is serving this customer, and they're talking normal, and afterwards there's an exchange of phone numbers, and then it just goes more and more and more. Then the person, all the time, his mind is where? Only on this lover of his. Now every attempt, every opportunity, even in his salat, his gaze will not be focused on Allah. When he's sitting with his wife, his gaze will be somewhere else. Sitting in his office, or sitting in his factory, or sitting in his school or madrasa, his gaze again is not on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is on this haram man or haram woman. You know the story of Layla and Majnun, I've mentioned so many times. But there's one incident where Majnun is now sitting on a camel and he is journeying towards the house of Layla and he's going through this journey, on this journey through a desert. And Majnun is deeply engrossed in the thoughts of his Layla. That even the reins of this horse or the camel that he is holding, this camel's reins, he is not even mindful of this camel and the reins of the camel. And his mind is only on Layla. He was so consumed with this illicit relationship that this camel, each time Majnun became oblivious of it, the camel actually turned around and moved in the opposite direction to its own home where this camel was missing his little baby. And like that, after several times, and then Majnun each time, when they're coming back home, he's realizing, what is happening? I'm supposed to be now, this journey was supposed to not be a long, long one. I'm supposed to be now at my beloved's home. And each time he realizes the camel is being back opposite, towards its own home, it was missing its own little baby. So Majnun jumps off the camel and he says, I can spend my whole life like this now. In the opposite direction, I will never reach my destination. Mawla Rumi Rahmatullah gives us this example. And like that, my respected friends and elders, if we give our hearts to haram pleasures of this dunya, life will pass. Life will pass and we won't reach our destination to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. May Allah protect us from any slip. This has become the scourge of society. Many, many people are falling into this trap, young and old. So let us become steadfast. We are sitting here, nobody is perfect. We are making tawbah, istighfar. And we turn only our gaze to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fill this heart with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Become the lover of Allah. Become the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Beside the Ruh Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا، ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا الله ما لغناكم معافرنا، ما لخطاؤكم معافرنا، يا الله يا رؤوف يا رحيم يا كريم، يا الله يا غفور، ما يا الله you love to forgive. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو، فاعف عنا يا كريم. يا الله protect us from guna, ما يا الله cleanse and purify our hearts. يا الله إلا أماري دينك مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا، make us become righteous and pious. ما يا الله don't make us go into gunas. ما يا الله don't make us slip. ما يا الله يا الله make us have good qualities. ما يا الله protect us from evil qualities. ما يا الله يا الله protect us from zina، protect us from riba، protect us from riya and ostentation. May Allah fill our hearts with your marifat, may Allah, with your ishq and muhabbat. May Allah make us your true lovers now. May Allah, ya Allah, make us the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, keep us on sirat al-mustaqim, make the sunnah of Rasulullah sallam come into our life. May Allah, ya Allah, give us halal tayyib rozi. May Allah make it come to us with ease. Ya Allah, do not deprive us of halal tayyib rozi because of our gunas. May Allah, ya Allah, give us plentiful that we use it correctly. May Allah, and we make your true shukr. May Allah make us, ya Allah, give us qanaat and contentment. May Allah grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, we do not know when maut will come. May Allah, maut can come any time. May Allah, ya Allah, tonight also there's a janazah. May Allah, eh maliki kareem, forgive the marhuma. Ya Allah, give her, ya Allah, and all the marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah grant them maghfirat. May Allah, so fortunate are those who pass away on a Friday. May Allah give us also maut on a Friday. May Allah, ya Allah, grant the family sabri jameel. May Allah, eh Malik Kareem, give us maut in Madina Sharif, burial in Jannatul Baqi. May Allah grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the holy kuthur water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning. May Allah protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, our brothers have raised their hands in the masjid. May Allah, our mothers, sisters and others at home. May Allah, they are listening to this program and this dua. May Allah, each one has got a hajat and need. May Allah, ya Allah, we've got many needs. May Allah, head to toe. May Allah, we've got so many needs. May Allah, there is no other person we can turn to. May Allah, there is no other zaat. May Allah, اے مالک کریم، we love you. May Allah, یا اللہ اپنو رحم کا معاملہ فرما. یا قاضی الحاجات، یا دافع البلیات، یا حل المشکلات. اللہم کاشف الغم، مفرج الهم، مجیب دعوة المضطرین اذا دعوك، رحمان الدنیا والآخر ورحیمهما، فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها، رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك. يا الله, there are so many youngsters, يا الله, young boys, young girls, my Allah, marriageable age, my Allah. يا الله, in fact, age is catching up with so many of them, my Allah. Till now, they have not found suitable partners, my Allah. يا الله, you give them suitable partners, my Allah, and bless them in the nikahs, يا الله. Grant them pious offspring, my Allah. Give them a nikah, a blissful marriage, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many are married, my Allah. And so quick, my Allah, their divorces taking place. Eh, Malik Kareem, give us sanity, my Allah. Make us understand this important institution of nikah. Ya Allah, the responsibilities of nikah. Ya Allah, give us raham, ya Allah. Have raham upon us, my Allah. Give us that muhabbat between husband and wife and families, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are married got no children, ya Allah, grant them, ya Allah, good, pious, healthy offspring, my Allah, will become the coolness of their eyes. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are sick, my Allah, grant them shifa kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim.
Ya Allah, make our children or grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all good works of deen accepted, Ya Allah. The work of da'wat and tabligh, tazkiya, ta'alim, Ya Allah, madaris, makatib, hips classes, organizations, individual people are making effort, my Allah, accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, have rahmat the ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the genocide that is taking place, my Allah, it is continuing, my Allah. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, forgive us. Ya Allah, we ask you by your ismi a'azam, your asma'ul husna, your sifatak al-ula. Ya Allah, it's Mubarak night of Friday. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands again, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ya Allah, abdur hamka ma'af. Ya Allah, we are not pious people, my Allah. We are gunegars, my Allah. But Ya Allah, you accept the du'as of every person, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of the Palestinian, my Allah. Ya Allah, the men, children, Ya Allah, the women, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they're going to such great trials, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu unko parham ka mamla farma. Give them afiyat, hifazat, kamiyabi, victory, my Allah. Destroy the enemy, my Allah. Destroy the enemy. Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, tu raham ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, hazirin ghaibin, sab ki dua qabool farma. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما الله grant us اخلاص المقبوليه ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين